local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Delegation heading to Washington today from Baldwin County to plead with the federal government and folks inside the Navy and DHS not to move 25,000 people that are detained on the border to Baldwin County, which, by the way, just a side note, we will talk to Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey in just a second. And I think this is public knowledge right now. They're flying out of Pensacola. Don't want to start anything this morning, but the government delegate, the sheriff of Baldwin County, and two Baldwin County commissioners chose not to fly out of Mobile, but they are flying out of Pensacola.
I'm
just going to sit that right there and back away from it.
Oh, boy.
Heading for a high in the 90s again today, 75. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions and no delays from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway all the way to the 1065 split. For Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, we've had light traffic so far. No delays through the city. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear this weekend, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay July 1st to check in at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms. Today will be hot with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is Mobile Morning. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Remember, check us out online, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, on Twitter, on Instagram, and of course, a good old-fashioned website, FMTalk1065.com, where not only do you get a lineup of all the shows day by day, even on the weekends, you get a link to all our podcasts. So you want to check out Mobile Mornings or Midday Mobile or Plain Gardening. You want to check out Southern Fairways Golf Show. You want to check out the Fishing Report, all that. online. Just go to fmtalk1065.com, click the link for podcast, and check it out there. Of course, Dalton, there's many other places. If you don't want to come to the website, for some reason you have an aversion to the website, which I don't know why, because it's all brand new, great new look.
Looks good.
It's great. It's the 2019 model available now online in 2018. But you can go other places.
Yeah, for sure. You can download us just about anywhere. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn. You might use TuneIn to stream us. Now you can get the podcasts also on TuneIn. So plenty of places you can get us. Also, Simplecast. If you just go to simplecast.fmtalk1065.fm, you can download any single MP3 there. So we got you covered just about everywhere.
And Spotify, too, right?
Yep, Spotify also.
So if you're listening to your jams, like replaying Coachella 2018 or something, and in the middle of it, you'd like to drop in Mobile Mornings, we're good with that.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and subscribe on Spotify and those other services, and it'll drop it right into your phone. You don't even have to do anything.
Cha-ching.
I don't understand why you would go through all those curves and twists and turns when you can just go directly to the website and
Because people are difficult. I don't know. Because we make it, we're ubiquitous, right? We're going to be everywhere. If you happen to already be on Spotify, you're listening to the Bruno Mars concert, and you go right after that.
How'd you know?
You women with the Bruno Mars. If I say Bruno Mars, it's like...
He's such a great performer, though.
Yes,
he puts on a show.
He does at that, but and I go, that Bruno Mars, he's a talented guy. Ladies go, he's a talented guy. He's a man.
I think it's been so long since, I mean, really talented people put on shows and they don't have
kid's
all
good.
That synthesizer business going on behind
kid's
them.
Good. Yeah, he's talented.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of talented, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. Right now, a 12-year-old child is missing and Escambia County Sheriffs need your help. They're asking for your assistance in locating this 12-year-old on June 24th around 8 p.m. Antanasia Sullivan. She was reported missing to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Antanasia Sullivan was last seen June 22nd near Massachusetts Avenue. She was wearing a black shirt, pink pants, green and pink Nike, you know those flip-flop shoes. Kids call them sliders, so you get an understanding. But if you have information about her whereabouts, please call 436-9620 or 911. An update on a man wanted for his involvement in a recent homicide. This is another update. It's a story we've been closely following this week, as 34-year-old Ernesto Fox has turned himself in to Mobile Police. He did so on Tuesday. He is the man charged in the shooting death of 37-year-old Joe Dickerson. He turned himself into Mobile Police. Dickerson, you'll recall, was found shot to death last April. On Tuesday, I told you that Fox was recently released from prison after serving 1 year in prison after being nabbed with prescription drugs. According to court documents, that arrest violated his probation conditions from a previous charge. And we now know 43-year-old Robert Chapman, the Mobile man accused of repeatedly stabbing another man at Callahan Irish Bar in the Oakley District, has bonded out of jail for $25,000. He was scheduled for his first court appearance on Tuesday. New this morning, we now know the name of the stabbing victim. Police have identified him as Cedric Sutherland. Chapman was charged with assault first degree, but according to court records, he will be tried for attempted murder. And once again, he did bond out of jail for $25,000. Witnesses say that at that bar, they claimed that Chapman stabbed Sutherland in the neck, the shoulder, and chest back on June 24th. Chapman was brought under control by others in the bar before emergency services were able to arrive and assist. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 6:15, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey as they head to Washington this morning to plead a case with the federal regulators on not bringing 25,000 people that have been detained on the border to Baldwin County. My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio with me, and let's talk about some pre-emerge. That's what y'all have done to turn, one of the things y'all have done to turn my yard around.
Right. You know, preventative measures are always more beneficial. If we can get out in front of weeds and get a pre-emergent down, that's always going to be helpful.
Instead of trying to kill them down the road, that never happens.
That's right. It's much easier to try to prevent something before it happens.
All right. So y'all are coming out this time of year and putting pre-emergents in yards.
That's what we're doing now. And really, our program, we're trying to put down a pre-emergent all throughout the year because weed seeds germinate different times.
I tell you what we've seen in our yard with y'all doing the pre-emergent, the grass has taken back over places that used to be the domain of weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. So if we can keep the weeds at bay long enough to grow in good, healthy grass, that's going to be the best method.
So you're always learning something with Sid. If we want you to come out and look at our place, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us online, sextonlandscapes.com, or we're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An engineering report from nearly 2 years ago called attention to serious safety flaws at Ladd People Stadium. The report uses the American Society of Civil Engineers grading system. Ladd got a D+. Some of those safety concerns include exposed reinforcing steel, loose concrete overhead, wind and water damage, and corrosion. Board members say they had no idea the report existed. The city has approved more than $330,000 of structural repair since it received the report in October 2016. A 19-year-old is in jail for a drive-by shooting last week in Fairhope. Walter Smith Jr. of Loxley was arrested last Wednesday. Someone shot at a home on Founders Drive. There were at least 4 bullet holes. Police say the gun Smith allegedly used was stolen. If you want to ride the Cannonball Run in Waterville, USA, time is running out. The park said the roller coaster will be permanently removed at the end of the season in September. Park officials say removing it will make room for more exciting attractions. No word yet on just what those new attractions will be. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
617 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Arkansas Razorbacks are one win away from their first NCAA baseball championship win in school history. Razorbacks beat Oregon State 4-1 on Tuesday night in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Runs were tough to come by with Arkansas pitcher Blaine Knight and Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich shutting batters down early. The Beavers took a 1-0 lead in the second inning, but Arkansas would score all 4 of their runs in the fifth inning, driving Heimlich from the game. Knight earned the win for Arkansas, pushing his record to a perfect 14-0 this season. After the game, he spoke with KATV in Arkansas about what the championship would mean for the state and his school.
I mean, it means the world, you know. That's what we're all here to do, you know. We don't just sign for the school just to go play. You know, we're here to go and, you know, represent the state well, represent ourselves, our families, and get a ship. You know, that's what we're here to do, and that's what we plan on doing.
If Arkansas wins tonight or tomorrow, the SEC would have won 6 of the last 11 World Series finals.
Wow.
Game 2 tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 on Tuesday night. Tennessee took a 4-0 lead in the first 2 innings. Bay Bears would cut that lead in half in the third inning with a 2-run shot from third baseman Zach Houchins. Neither team scored for the remainder of the game. The Bay Bears and Smokies split the 6-game series with 3 wins apiece. Tonight, Mobile gets a night off before beginning a 6-game series in Biloxi against the Shuckers on Thursday. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Tuesday that a worker's body was found in a beer cooler at SunTrust Park. That's the home of the Atlanta Braves. The body was found Tuesday by a co-worker from the same third-party company hours before the Braves were to host the Cincinnati Reds. The investigation's ongoing, and the Braves are working with police to help determine what happened. The Reds would go on that night to beat the Braves 5-3. In other games around the Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cleveland Indians and starting pitcher Corey Kluber 11-2. Chicago Cubs got the win over the L.A. Dodgers 9-4. And the Tampa Bay Rays won their second in a row over Washington 1-0. Police are investigating the discovery of a dead body at the New Jersey home of New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins. The body was identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee. Renee is apparently a Jenkins family friend who's been living at his house. According to ESPN's Diana Russini, Jenkins has been in Florida since the team finished minicamp, which ended on June 14th. Police have ruled this as a homicide investigation. The 29-year-old Jenkins signed a 5-year, $62.5 million deal with the Giants in 2016 after he spent the first 4 years of his career with the St. Louis Rams. He's an alum of the University of North Alabama and the University of Florida. In the FIFA World Cup, France and Denmark played out the first 0-0 draw of the World Cup as both teams progressed to the next round, finishing at the top of Group C. Peru beat Australia 2-0, although both teams are eliminated from the tournament following the group stage. Argentina and Lionel Messi progressed to the round of 16 of the World Cup in a close one after an 86th-minute goal from defender Marcus Rojo gave them a 2-1 win over Nigeria. And to round out the day, Croatia scored in the 90th minute to take a 2-1 win over Iceland. Croatia finished at the top of Group D while ending Iceland's run in the tournament. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
It's a kind of a morbid look at sports, man. A
couple death investigations going on in sports.
Oh, we just hurry up and get to football season. We'll just talk scores.
Serious.
And stuff like that. Yeah, it'd be nice. All right.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms. Today will be hot with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, beautiful ride across the Bayway. The causeway so far this morning from Daphne to Spanish Fort won't find any delays. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Rangeline Road, Theodore Dawes Road, and Schillinger, it's a good ride so far. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmer's Market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Got a note here from our friends at the Original Oyster House. They have their spectacular sunset contest going on now. It's no secret the Alabama Gulf Coast claims the most breathtaking sunsets in the area. And to confirm this, Original Oyster House is running a contest to find the best sunset photo taken from either of its two waterfront locations on the causeway or in Gulf Shores. If you are a sunset enthusiast, please enter your photo to win dinner for two, $50. I'm a sunset enthusiast. Mm-hmm. How about y'all?
Who isn't?
All right. I love a good sunset.
That's right. So where I gather if we're enthusiasts or fans, what level we qualify, but if you would take that photo and post it, you could win dinner for two, a $50 value or other great prizes, including Original Oyster House tote bags filled with goodies. Promotion goes through the end of August, so August 31st. To enter, participants must be 18 years old or older, visit either Original Oyster House location during sunset, then the participant must take a photo of the sunset in or outside the restaurant, and then post it to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. Winners of the OOH Sunset will be selected by the Original Oyster House restaurants. Facebook likes of the sunset post and or creativity of the sunset post can improve participants' chance of winning. Participants can campaign for likes by tagging after posting to the Original Oyster House Facebook page and sharing their post on their own Facebook page. By posting your hashtag OOH Sunset on Original Oyster House Facebook page, you fully and unconditionally agree to be bound by these rules and decisions of the restaurants, which will be final and binding in all matters relating to the promotion. That's the attorney speaking. Winners will be notified via Facebook Messenger and will have 24 hours to alert the Original Oyster House via Facebook Messenger if they don't wish their photograph to be used for promotional material. So the first part is on you. Head to the Causeway or the Gulf Shores location of the Original Oyster House and take that sunset photo and then post it up on Facebook.com/Original Oyster House. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. If you work in the world of automotive, this is a message you need to know about, as not many people may know that Governor Kay Ivey has recently told Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross about what would happen to the state of Alabama if certain moves happen in D.C. Namely, she's talking about our state could lose approximately 4,000 jobs as a result of automotive tariffs that the Trump administration is said to be considering. Here's a quote from a letter that she sent saying, quote, I respectfully ask that you not recommend to President Trump the levying of trade tariffs on automobiles and automotive parts. That letter sent to Mr. Ross June 20th, the governor goes on to say how this is a threat to Alabama's economy and that she strongly opposed any efforts that may harm those companies that employ thousands of Alabamians and contribute billions to our economy. That letter coming in response to the Commerce Department at President Trump's direction that he would initiate an investigation into whether or not imported automobiles and automotive parts, constitute a national security threat. Now, there are various reports that are swirling out there that President Trump and his administration are considering a 20 to 25% tariff. Of course, that's something that we have to keep our eyes peeled on, as they say. The governor said she has also spoke directly with Vice President Mike Pence. She did so last week, saying, "I've sent several letters, not only to the president, but also to our congressional delegation, so they know about our concerns." I'm not sure if many people know how many residents in Alabama work in the automotive sector. This number was surprising to me. 57,000 people work in the world of automotive. We're talking car makers, part suppliers, car dealers, and transportation companies. So that's something we want to keep our eyes on, as it will directly impact those of us here in Alabama. And real quickly, there is a recall that you need to know about, especially if you shop at Lowe's or Home Depot. It's involving ladders. 5 different ladder models are being recalled because they can break while a person's using them, which means you could fall. There has been a report of a ladder breaking while in use that has been documented. The company you need to look out for is Werner. They say if you purchase a multi-purpose telescoping aluminum ladder between April and May of this year, you need to return it for a full refund. We're talking about 78,000 ladders are part of this recall, ranging from 13 to 26 feet in size. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's a big ladder manufacturer, Werner. We have Werner in our house. Not telescoping, but the regular hinge ladder there. That's, I guess, another brand for the one I use to get on the roof.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't do that anymore. I go out a window out of one of the kids' windows and
like
roll
Spidey
out.
Man?
Yes, roll out onto the roof there.
Well, and I think it's a good example when these recalls happen that people, you know, they go check what you do already have just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the ladder. We've been repainting our house for I don't know 18 years. No, for about two months, mm-hmm. And so we're on ladders all the time.
Yeah, you better be safe. If you purchase that ladder again between April and May from Lowe's or Home Depot, double check that.
All right. By the way, speaking of which, too, if anybody's got a big, tall scaffolding they want to lend me, just text me right now, 343-0106.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A delegation from Baldwin County will leave for Washington, D.C. today. They'll argue against a proposal to use 2 retired airfields in the county to house 25,000 undocumented immigrants. And they're asking the public to sign an online petition against the plan. The county is looking for 5,000 signatures. They have 3,700 so far. Baldwin County Commissioners Chris Elliott, Tucker Dorsey, and Sheriff Hoss Mack say they'll meet with officials from Homeland Security and the Defense Department, among others. Scary moments for a Mobile woman. Police say she was robbed and beaten at gunpoint in her own driveway in front of her kids. It happened Monday night north of Tillman's Corner on Henning Drive West. The search is now on for 2 suspects responsible for that attack and robbery on the woman. A tourist destination in Northwest Florida might not exist much longer. Business owners at Crab Island and Destin are afraid they'll have to close if new regulations are put in place. The Okaloosa County Board of Commissioners will vote next month on an ordinance that could ban the sale, distribution, and consumption of alcohol on the floating business and require them to pull anchor at sunset every day. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of Duru and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile. Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and
the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
A stunning primary upset in New York. 10-term incumbent Congressman Joe Crowley has lost to first-time candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old Democratic socialist.
I think what we've seen is that working-class Americans want a clear champion, and there is nothing radical about moral clarity in 2018.
Meantime, Trump-backed candidates were victorious in GOP races, including Mitt Romney in Utah and South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. A federal judge has ordered the government to return the thousands of children separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Correspondent Laura Jarrett reports Judge Dana Sawbraw has ordered those five and under to be returned within 2 weeks.
He blasted the Trump administration for what he called a chaotic circumstance of the government's own making, and officials had no real plan in place for reunification.
The judge did not say the administration must stop prosecuting people for illegal entry. I'm Evan Haney.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. President Trump suggested he would scrap plans for new restrictions on Chinese investment in U.S. technology and rely mainly on existing tools that some of his advisors have labeled inadequate to guard against the purchase and theft of innovations vital to the U.S. economy. As recently as Sunday, administration officials had said the plans for the restrictions were on track, though Trump hadn't yet approved them. If Trump's decision holds, it would represent a significant easing of threats the president has made against China and a possible olive branch to Beijing before the July 6th imposition of the first tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. is pushing foreign countries to cut their oil imports from Iran to zero by November as the Trump administration escalates its bid to pressure Iran after pulling out of the nuclear deal. The price of crude oil now $71.09 a barrel on news that countries were expected to completely eliminate their imports rather than making a significant reduction. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, okay, so continues to confirm the fact that it's summer now, weekend, and yesterday another hot one.
Yeah, I guess we're ready for fall right now.
I have been, yes, for about a week, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some pretty high index values yesterday, heat index values. Yesterday up to around 105, 106 out at the airport. But it reached at one point 109 at Brooklyn. And we're going to see some of those figures again today. It's going to be partly cloudy with a good chance for some thunderstorms this afternoon. We have some thunderstorms out over the Gulf, which is not unusual in the morning hours. And some of that activity could affect the coastal areas this morning. But most of it will be this afternoon, and we'll be up around 93 degrees. So the heat index could reach as high as 106 and possibly even 108, particularly in the downtown area. As for tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off through the evening. We'll see a low tonight around 75. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, again, some afternoon thunderstorms, up around 93 degrees, and the heat index up around 106 to 108 for tomorrow afternoon. Looking ahead to Friday, more of the same with afternoon thunderstorms. Looks like we could be a little bit warmer, up around 95 degrees. That'll be pleasant, and that means the heat index could be up around 108 to 109 out at the airport, and even higher than that down at Brooklyn, downtown area. So looks like it's going to be really hot through Friday. Over the weekend, a little better chance for some of those afternoon thunderstorms. So the high temperatures Saturday and Sunday will not be as hot, only about 92 degrees. But, of course, again, the heat index will be up near 105. So we've got some rather uncomfortable weather all the way through the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And God bless y'all that work outside in this. Unbelievable. Oh. I watch folks and go, my goodness. All right, Dr. Bill, tropics. Anything you're watching there?
Yeah, right now there's quite a bit of shower activity way over the eastern Atlantic. Again, we don't expect anything in that area. The waters are still haven't reached their peak, and they won't reach that peak until we get into August and September. There is a small disturbance just off the Carolinas. It's moving in a northeast direction toward the open Atlantic. It's not really tropical. It could develop into a depression, but it's not going to affect any land area, but will continue into the open waters.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in this morning. And Dalton, you mentioned too, as I've told folks, go look at the website, Facebook page, Instagram. More information on our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday, and it is summer. That means there's a new place that you can register to win the big $5,500 grand prize. Now you can go actually two places this week because they're both Goldfingers. Goldfingers on Dauphin Street and the Goldfingers in Saraland. Right now, the registration box are in both of those locations. You can go from today through next Tuesday, July the 3rd, and register every single day. And coming up next week, we'll have a qualifying winner from Goldfingers. We'll put those two boxes together, all the entries that end up in there, and we'll have a qualifying winner. And that qualifier will be eligible to win the grand prize coming up in mid-July.
Yeah, and by the way, so just a side note on the Goldfingers location on Dauphin Street. So I went last week, and first of all, really loved it because it gave me the option. I like the chicken fingers, and I got to tell you, I like the fried, okay? But I'm not letting myself have the fried.
Yeah, you've got options.
Right, I'm trying. And quite often you'll go somewhere that'll have, they'll say, yeah, we've got the grilled or the broiled, and it's okay. It's just not near as good. The seasoning on their grilled and their broiled, they're as good as they taste good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm a buffalo wings guy.
Yeah,
and they have those too, and they're outstanding. So I like to get a big order of buffalo wings and take them back. And like I'll be watching the College World Series tonight. Probably wouldn't mind having some buffalo wings beside me.
Just laying there in a big platter of bones after you're done. Hamburgers, I hear, are good there. I have not had those yet, but check them out. And like I said the other day, if you're a fan like I am, our fans are big. Our family's big fan of Chick-fil-A, or as my son used to call it, Chick-fil-A. But the Chick-fil-A on Dolphin Street closed for remodeling right now for 3 weeks, and the Goldfingers folks are friends with them, and they said, hey, they're welcoming them to open back up and do all that, but they said, while they're closed, we want to check them out, something new, maybe make a new habit as well, come by and see them at Goldfingers on Dolphin Street.
Mm-hmm. And they do have a drive-thru in the back. You just have to go to the back of the building.
That's right, so you don't have to get out of the car.
I know. I just got them a couple months ago. I've been a happy camper.
And if you did register at Old Time Feed this past week, we'll have the winner of that announced very soon. So make sure you're listening to Midday Mobile. We'll have another qualifying winner announced this week.
All right, very good. And coming up, we check in with Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey. But I want to give you a little heads up here and how to save yourself, I would say a dollar or two, but that probably is a big understatement. If you're thinking about your credit card debt and where interest rates are going now, obviously interest rates rising at a federal level, that plays out in everything from mortgages to credit card debt. If you got credit card debt, how about you lower your interest rate and save some money with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with auto pay, loans from $5,000 to $100,000, and you get to choose your funding date. That could be as early as today. And y'all will get an additional interest rate on top of Lightstream's already low rates when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. It's lightstream.com/Sullivan, which is SULLIV as in victory, A-N.
Nicely done.
Yeah, I had an uncle used to say that. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto-pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. And like I just mentioned, time to check in, and let's find out what's happening as a delegation leaves Baldwin County today, heading to Washington to press the flesh, talk to a lot of folks, and petition why they don't believe 25,000 illegal immigrants need to show up at two airfields in Baldwin County. Joined by Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey to talk more about this. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, it's you, Commissioner Elliott, and Sheriff Hoss Mack, right?
Correct.
Give us an idea, like, number one, I want to remind folks, too, because I know we had put the link up for that petition, and you're trying to have this petition. Congressman Byrne knows what's going on, right? Is this to show to him or to show to Senator Shelby, or who will see this petition?
Yeah, Congressman Byrne's obviously well-plugged in the community, but things that happen in Washington that we're successful on require a lot of input from the community. If a couple of us go up there and say, we need a road, we need a bridge, we need a this, we need you to not do this, it doesn't have any impact unless you're supported by the community. The Washington bureaucracy and the operation up there needs to know there's significant community support for whatever endeavor we're pursuing.
You mentioned the bureaucracy, and I think that has to be part of this discussion. And I know that when we were talking earlier in the week with Commissioner Elliott, I said, hey, number one, it's seemingly a whole lot like what happened 2 years ago during the Obama administration is now happening again. And if y'all haven't noticed, there's somebody new working at 1600 Pennsylvania. So what gives? And he said he thought this was more of a not elected official thing, but a bureaucrat, right? I mean, this is somebody who's in middle management.
Absolutely, because they're not thinking about the politics when they're asked what facilities do we have available. They go through the list, and we keep showing up on that list. So it keeps getting pushed up. So we're going to go back up and try to see if we can get off that list.
Okay, yeah, and that's the point, that this is coming up because I guess they're in this pickle again. They're looking for somewhere, and is it? I see Department of the Navy. I see DHS and HHS. I mean, who's got the list that has, you know, Wolf Field on it? Or who's got that list that it pops up and say, oh, okay, we need to, here's some property we have?
Well, it's inventoried property under the U.S. Navy, and I'm certain that it's a difference in groups that are looking this time. Last time was more HHS. They're still involved in this process. However, Homeland Security is now looking at it. And so when they come back for that to inventory what properties they have that they could sustain a large facility. Just keep showing up on that list as a Navy response. And I think part of the problem is that we've changed the policy here in the last week or two with regards to separating the kids from the adults, and now they don't have the facilities to house the groups together, the units together. And so it's changing their infrastructure needs, and that's why they're trying to figure out where they can make these changes.
Talking to Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey about their trip today to Washington. Now, if you're successful in this, this endeavor, and y'all obviously have a track record because you were successful 2 years ago, but you're talking about removing it from the list. In other words, not just taking it off the list now, but somehow moving these properties off the the go list here. And you mentioned about the moving these families and having the backlog of families. I guess not knowing all the nuance here, but there has to be, I'm just guessing, I don't know this, but there has to be federal properties in Texas somewhere. I mean, if we're going to put a tent camp up, right, something that's not bound by a physical infrastructure, if we're just looking for property that the federal government has access to that they can put a tent camp on, I figure like Texas would be a lot closer to the border than Alabama.
Right, and certainly there've got to be other facilities, whether or not it's old hangars, old barracks, old something else besides just a flat field where they've got to completely come in with new infrastructure. And the tent city is part of the problem that doesn't work for our area, is that we're in a hurricane zone, we're in hurricane season, it's hot as Hades right now, and it's an inhumane place to put somebody. It just doesn't work, and we need to go communicate that in D.C., and there have to be other facilities. We're not close to the court system for those asylum seekers to be processed. Logistically, it doesn't make sense, and we're going to make that argument, hopefully come home off the list, quote-unquote.
I'm looking at the kind of the who you're going to talk to list, and you went through some of this, and like you said, Congressman Byrne, that's no worry. He's already in on this. As Senator Shelby, everything, I mean, has he given you a response? I mean, he's going to help you with this?
Yes, I think we're in his office. 2:30 Eastern. We've got Homeland Security, I think DOD set up, and the agenda's been kind of in process the last 24 hours, and I'm sure it'll still be fluid while we're making our way up there. So we're going to try to be efficient and effective in our meetings today and explain why we think logistically this is a problem. It's not, for me, it's not about the people, where they're from, who they are. It's just not a great problem. This is not the greatest location to house people temporarily.
And then the one other name that I had left out there, right? So we have Congressman Byrne, Senator Shelby. What about Senator Jones?
He has been silent on the issue, and we have not engaged him as being effective, certainly with Shelby being, I don't mean that that way, but we haven't. Shelby's the chair of appropriations.
Yes.
He can move a needle pretty quickly when he needs to. So
yes,
we think he'll be effective with that message once he understands the situation.
All right, very good. Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey, thank you for your time this morning. Best of luck up there, and when y'all get back, come join us on the show.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, I appreciate that. Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey traveling with Commissioner Elliott and Baldwin County Sheriff Haas Mack today to Washington. All right, so we're coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton's got sports, Kelly's got headlines, and Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. There at Todd Akers Drive between Cooeyman Road and Jackson Lane, single car accident. Watch your speed as you're traveling through there. Officers are working a little bit of radar also from the 1065 split, but a good ride downtown from the tunnels and across the bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back.
After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Hey, my friend Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs, as always. You're not talking about bugs, but one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it, but we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out because he's going to come through 1/64th of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Good morning, 651 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Arkansas Razorbacks are now one win away from the first NCAA baseball championship win in school history. Razorbacks beat Oregon State 4-1 on Tuesday night in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Runs were tough to come by, with Arkansas pitcher Blaine Knight and Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich shutting batters down early. The Beavers took a 1-0 lead in the second inning, but Arkansas would score all four of their runs in the fifth inning, driving Heimlich from the game. Knight earned the win for Arkansas, pushing his record to a perfect 14-0 this season. After the game, he spoke with KATV out of Arkansas about what the championship would mean for the state and his school.
I mean, it means the world, you know. That's what we're all here to do. You know, we don't just sign with a school just to go play. You know, we're here to go and, you know, represent the state well, represent ourselves, our families, and get a ship. You know, that's what we're here to do, and that's what we plan on doing.
Game 2 is tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 on Tuesday night. Tonight, Mobile gets a night off before beginning a 6-game series in Biloxi on Thursday against the Shuckers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Tuesday that a worker's body was found in a beer cooler at SunTrust Park. That's the home of the Atlanta Braves. The body was found Tuesday by a co-worker from the same third-party company hours before the Braves were to host the Cincinnati Reds. Investigation's ongoing, and the Braves are working with police to help determine what happened. In that game, the Reds would go on to beat the Braves last night 5-3. Some other games around the league, St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cleveland Indians and starting pitcher Corey Kluber 11-2. The Chicago Cubs got the win over the LA Dodgers 9-4, and the Tampa Bay Rays won their second in a row over Washington 1-0. Police are investigating the discovery of a dead body at the New Jersey home of New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins. The body was identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee. Renee is apparently a Jenkins family friend who had been living at his house. According to ESPN's Diana Russini, Jenkins has been in Florida since the team finished minicamp back on June the 14th. Police have ruled it as a homicide investigation. The 29-year-old Jenkins signed a 5-year, $62.5 million deal with the Giants in 2016 after spending the first 4 years of his career with the St. Louis Rams. He's an alum of the University of North Alabama and the University of Florida. 6:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. There at Todd Akers Drive between Queenman Road and Jackson Lane, single car accident. Watch your speed as you're traveling through there. Officers are working a little bit of radar also for the 1065 split, but a good ride downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. This sounds like a movie based on how quickly authorities were able to act and how the situation was caught on tape. Listen to this. While you were sleeping, an arrest has been made in the recent murder of an Uber driver, and it was all thanks to a video recording device which captured the fatality. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office in Florida charged a former taxi cab driver with an open count of murder in the death of 29-year-old Philip Kirilov Sunday on Okaloosa Island. 35-year-old Timothy Lane Anderson from Destin was arrested Tuesday night. The victim died after being shot multiple times inside the van, which had been discovered running around 6:30 a.m. The van was equipped with a video camera recording device out of the front windshield. It contained audio of a male's voice telling the driver where to drop him off. 30 seconds later, the first gunshots heard, followed by two more, and video of a man seen running southbound. So how did this arrest happen so quickly? Investigators said they made an emergency request for the Uber records. They focused on the victim's fare log, and they found a fare from a Joe Smith with a phone number that was a track phone. On Monday, deputies made contact with a suspicious-looking man at a McDonald's in Destin. That man turned out to be Anderson. So using video surveillance from various businesses, and they connected the dot with the phone and the call that was placed at the Walmart to order the Uber, that's how this arrest happened. Wow. If you have information which can assist in this ongoing investigation, call 850-651-7400. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Coming up, hour number two of Mobile Mornings. Also, Jeff Poore joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about in national and state politics. And as always, love to hear from you on the text line 343-0106.